The charity Oxfam has used a statistical analysis of global wealth to highlight just how enormous the inequality gap has grown to be in recent years. Their figures reveal that just 62 of the world's richest people own the same amount of wealth as half the world's population. That's right, just 62 very wealthy people own as much as 3.6 billion of their fellow creatures. Heidi Pett reports.
Only 5 years ago, the dubious honour of having more wealth than half the world's population went to 388 people. Today, Oxfam says it's down to 62, whose wealth has increased by 44%, or about $500 billion. At the same time, the wealth of the bottom half dropped over $1 trillion, down 41%. Oxfam released the report ahead of the World Economic Forum in Davos, which starts this week. It's titled An Economy for the 1%, How Privilege and Power and the Economy Drive Extreme Inequality and How This Can Be Stopped. Helen Zoki is the chief executive of Oxfam Australia.
Where we thought we would reach this stage in a year's time, it's actually come much sooner. So what it's showing us is that the inequality gap is widening at a much faster pace than what we thought. And the concern is that we are really locking billions of people into a cycle of poverty, and there aren't the mechanisms there to pull them out of that.
Is this because the rich are getting astronomically richer while the poor remain much the same, or are the poor actually getting poorer as well?
Well, again, some of the modelling that we've done shows that where wealth has been generated, that the beneficiaries of that wealth haven't been poorer people in these countries. A mechanism to try to address this is actually to look at the issue of tax havens. Again, let's just look at some of the figures. About $100 billion annually is lost to poorer nations because corporations put their money into low tax jurisdictions. And once that happens, it means that a fair share of tax isn't being paid to support the social infrastructure that's necessary to help people lift out of poverty, like education, for example.
Helen says that repairing the global wealth gap has to be a joint effort.
I think this has to be leadership that comes from both business and government. This is a boldness that's required, and we need that boldness as at the Davos meeting.
She identified three key things that the World Economic Forum could do. Firstly, to address the issue of tax practices and clamp down on corporate tax avoidance. And then to make sure that government uses that money to invest in social infrastructure. Lastly, she emphasises the need for a living wage rather than a minimum wage. The report also notes that those worst hit by global inequality are often women.
And already we know that if we don't address the interests of women and look after their welfare, then we let many communities down in that process.
Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council for Social Services says that income inequality isn't just an issue for the third world or well-known examples like the United States.
Look, Australia is clearly not at the extremes, for example, like the United States, but we are heading in the wrong direction. Our own significant report found that right now we've got people in the top 20% income group. They're receiving five times as much income as somebody in the bottom 20%. And in terms of wealth, it's far more extreme. So 70 times more wealth for people in the top group compared to people in the bottom 20%. We know globally that income and wealth inequality becomes increasingly a problem. It's not good for the economy, and it's certainly not good socially.
She says the trickle-down effect is a fallacy.
It doesn't work. I mean, this is where there's a recognition from very conservative economic policy organisations like the IMF, like the OECD, that recognises there needs to be active policies to ensure that we are getting the right balance in terms of, on the one hand, rewarding people's efforts, and that's of course appropriate, but to make sure that there are the right institutional arrangements to protect against people from completely falling out of any kind of adequate living because, for example, you lose your job or because you are a single person and you have children in your care. So this is why we're having in Australia some very important debates.
Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Services, and the reporter there was Heidi Pett.